quite a disagreement as on to the size of these firewalls. Do you think that they will?
Well, I think what's been decided upon today is a very important step forward, and I think it's sufficient to move Europe in the direction of stability and stabilization.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There have also been proposals, instead of a massive firewall, as the head of the Bundesbank actually called it, a Tower of Babel, but there have been also proposals for a Glass-Steagall division of the banks, where the governments would only have the responsibility of protecting the commercial banking, and the investment banking would be totally, what do you think about this as an alternative to the idea of either hyperinflationary blowout and massive brutal austerity?
Well, I've not been part of that discussion today. It's been taken care of by my colleague Margrethe Vestager. But I generally would say that I think firewalls of the height that we've had today is absolutely necessary, no matter what you might do in terms of what you're suggesting.
But there's another idea of firewall between the commercial and the investment banking, where then the government does not get forced to have austerity and hyperinflationary bailout, but can actually then start concentrating on financing the productive economy.
Yeah, but I'm aware of these ideas, and of course they're interesting. I've not been part of the discussion today on these issues, and though you might work on them, I think firewalls of the kind we've had today would still be necessary.
Minister, quick question concerning the financial transaction tax.
Yeah.
Germany, at least there is a proposal suggesting taking parts of the stamp duty from the UK, mixing it with some measures from the French financial transaction tax. How is the Danish